Now, after the 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga, now we are going to the 11th chapter. So now Bhagavan first said, everything is my glory. And finally, towards the end, why everything is Bhagavan's glory? Because not only specifically one thing, every object, finally he said, every object which enjoys existence here is Srimat Urjitam Vibhutimat. Because I am the very content of everything, supporting everything. If you do not appreciate this fact, what is the use? He said. But now he is going to say, if Bhagavan is the content of everything, the whole universe of forms and names, which are reducible to a word and its meaning, is nothing but Bhagavan. That is why Pooja Swamiji loves this expression. Vagartha viva sampruktau, vagartha pratipattaye, jagatav pitaro vande parvati parameshwaro. First verse, in opening verse of Kalidasa in Raghuvamsham, he says, Vagartha viva sampruktau, I bow to Vagartha Parvati Parameshwara, for inseparably united like a word and its meaning. Word and its meaning, Maya. Okay? And the source of Maya is what? Shiva. Amazing. You can reduce the whole cosmos into two words, word and its meaning. Word also is non-substantial. Meaning also is non-substantial. Why? Because the minus substance, the content is Bhagavan in the form of pure knowledge, which is in the form of existence of the word and its meaning, the name and form. So therefore, the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, the 10th chapter, now gives rise to understanding of Bhagavan being the whole. First he said, this is my vibhuti, this is my vibhuti, this is my vibhuti. Toward the end, he didn't want to say, come on, there's no limit for my glories, okay? Why? I am everything here. I'm everything. I remain supporting everything as the very content of the entire world. Whatever is existent here, that is my glory. That is my glory means that exists because of my support. I'm here as the content, which means the whole world is Bhagavan. Therefore, we have to shift our understanding of Bhagavan from one form to innumerable, countless forms and names which constitute the whole universe is Bhagavan's Rupam. It's called Vishwam Rupam Yasya Saha Vishwarupaha Bhagavan. The one whose form, one who is of the form of the universe is Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupa Darshana Yogaha. So Arjuna is going to have Vishwarupa Darshanam in this. Bhagavan is going to give him the appreciation of the whole world being Bhagavan's Rupam. And Arjuna could not handle it. It was too much for Arjuna. Oh, Krishna, I'm so scared. Please, please, no, come back to normal world. You know, show me that old form of yours. I can't handle this. It's, you know, unless people are, a person is prepared for that vision of Bhagavan being the whole, they can't handle it. Okay, why? It's very, Swamiji, Pooja Swami tells this, before entering into Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, I want to tell you one thing. Vishwarupa Darshanam means seeing the whole cosmos as Bhagavan's form. When you see the whole universe as Bhagavan's form, then no form is outside of Bhagavan. No form is separate from Bhagavan. Nothing is different from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is non-separate from everything. Two words, okay? Bhagavan is non-separate from everything. Everything is non-different from Bhagavan. Separate and different. I'm using two words. Bhagavan is non-separate from everything. Okay? Nothing is different from Bhagavan. Everything is, okay, that's the meaning. Nothing is different from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is non-separate from everything. Which means Bhagavan is in the form of the universe. So Bhagavan is not dependent on the universe of forms and names. But the universe of forms and names do enjoy existence only in Bhagavan, the truth. Therefore, inseparability, non-separateness. That is why the only culture which tells you not to go and search for Bhagavan anywhere. Okay, Bhagavan is very much in flesh and blood in the whole cosmos here. It is understanding the non-separateness of the creator and the creation is what understanding the Advaitam. Understanding of the non-separateness of the creator and the creation, inseparability of the creation from the creator, non-separateness of the creator from the creation is what understanding of the non-duality of Bhagavan being the whole. So why did Purana state three people had the Vishwarupa Darshanam? You know, that many jnanis had the Darshanam, but physically, miraculously, three people had Vishwarupa Darshanam. Every jnani has Vishwarupa Darshanam. Even we can have Vishwarupa Darshanam when you study Bhagavad Gita. But three people are said to be physically having the Vishwarupa Darshanam. One is Arjuna. One is Yashoda. One is Dhritarashtra. Can you believe? Dhritarashtra also had this Vishwarupa Darshanam. Because, no, Sanjaya. Sanjaya without his, Sanjaya had Vishwarupa Darshanam. Because of Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra had Vishwarupa Darshanam in spite of being blind. And because he was able to narrate to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya had, Arjuna had, Yashoda had. Of all of them, Arjuna got afraid. Arjuna became afraid of Vishwarupa Darshanam. Yashoda did not get afraid. Sanjaya did not get afraid. The reason was, Yashoda saw herself being non-separate from Bhagavan the whole. Therefore, no fear. Arjuna saw himself outside of Bhagavan the whole. He did not include himself in the whole. Therefore, Arjuna got afraid. Okay? In inclusiveness, fearlessness. In alienation, non-inclusiveness, there is fear. Taittiriya beautifully says, okay, Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Fear is because of duality, division. Okay. This with the understanding, at least we have to start the 11th chapter. We'll start it, at least see how much we can go. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha Vishwarupa Darshana Yogo Nama Ekadashodhyayaha. So this one particular chapter, it will like a miracle also. Why? Because only in this Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, only in this chapter, Vyasacharya presents an incident, an episode of Arjuna having the vision of Bhagavan being the whole cosmos. When Vishwarupa Ishwara Darshanam Arjuna had. That's why Vishwarupaha is the name of the Lord, one who is of the form of the universe. Okay. Is it possible for one to have the Vishwarupa Darshanam of Bhagavan? Is it possible? Yes. If you go to any temple early morning, if you pay some ticket money, the darshanam is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. You have to pay some money for that. Buy a ticket, stand in a queue. You can go inside. They'll show you this early morning. They say Nirmala Darshanam. You know, then it's called Vishwarupa Darshanam. They say all those things. But not that darshanam here. It is but is we as Krishna describes here. As Vyasacharya present Vishwarupa Darshanam only in words of Krishna itself. Is it possible to have such a Vishwarupa Darshanam? No? Yes, it is possible. When, if you understand concept of Bhagavan, you can have Vishwarupa Darshanam. If you do not understand, it is not possible. Therefore, any darshanam of any physical form, if at all a person has, because of one's repeated meditation, it is one's own mental projection. Okay, seeing Bhagavan in any given form, seeing Bhagavan as something separate from oneself is not jnanam. That is some sort of a projection of one's own mind as a result of continuously thinking of Bhagavan. Okay, it is possible. But that's something nice about it, but still that is not real vision, understanding of Bhagavan. Why? Because many people ask, is it possible to have the vision of Bhagavan? I know, I myself know some people who really had such projections of their own mind. See, oh, Krishna came, he sat next to me, he ate butter, he played here, he hugged me, he went out. Such things I did hear from the people. What I'm saying, when repeatedly people think of a given form, it is possible for them to have such forms revealed to them also. Okay? So therefore, when they have such things and they get carried away by those things, it's amazing tapas that it is possible for such people to have such forms. But still, Shastram says, this appreciation of Bhagavan being the whole is purely a cognitive thing. It is not something physical. Okay, with understanding, we have to start the first 11th chapter. I need to talk so much about it. Maybe I can do next class. Arjuna uvacha madanugrahaya paramam Guhyamadhyatmasamgitam madanugrahaya paramam Guhyamadhyatmasamgitam yatvayoktam vachastena mohoyam vigato mama. Arjuna uvacha madanugrahaya paramam Guhyamadhyatmasamgitam yatvayoktam vachastena mohoyam vigato mama. Arjuna uvacha. Arjunaha uvacha. This is got dropped. Arjunaha uvacha. Arjuna had said. So what had Arjuna said? He says, Mama mohaha, ayam mohaha vigataha. Beautiful. Nice word. He started with a nice word. Mama mohaha vigataha. My delusion has gone, Krishna. My delusion has gone. Mama mohaha vigataha. Vigataha means what? My moha has gone for good. My delusion has gone for good. Gataha, gone. Vigataha, gone for good. Ayam mohaha, mama vigataha. How did it go? My delusion went. My delusion has gone for good. How did it go? He says, yad vachaha tvaya uktam tena. The words which have been uttered by you, those words which have been uttered by you, by those words of your utterance, okay, by those words of your utterance, my delusion has gone. Tena, by that. That is instrumental. That is the cause because of which my delusion has gone. Tena, because of that. What is that? What is the cause which has reason for my moha to have gone away? Tvaya uktam vachaha. The words you have uttered. The words which have been uttered by you. Okay. Those words which have been uttered by you. Because of those words, my moha has gone for good. Yad vachaha tvaya uktam tena mama mohaha ayam mama mohaha vigataha. And why did you utter those words? He says, What are those words? Guhyam, Paramam Guhyam, Paramam Guhyam. Those words uttered by you were highly, Paramam Guhyam. Yad Vyachaha Uktam Twaya, those words are Paramam, highly, exalted words. Not only exalted words, Guhyam, Vachaha, secret words of secret teaching, exalted words of secret teaching, Guhyam Vachaha, Paramam Vachaha, exalted words, exalted secret, okay, Paramam Vachas, words of teaching, okay, then Adhyatma Samgitam. So those words of yours uttered by you, okay, in terms of Adhyatmam. It means what now? Known as Adhyatmam. The words revealed by you cast the name. What is that? Adhyatmam, known as Adhyatmam. And those words are, the words revealed is secret teaching. And those words are exalted words revealing the secret teaching known as Adhyatmam, Adhyatma Vidya. And those words, because of those words, now my delusion has gone. And why did you reveal that to me? Because Mad Anugrahaya. Beautiful. Mad Anugrahaya. For to bless me, to shower your grace upon me. Mad Anugraha, in order to bless me, for my, in order to bless me, in order to grace me, you have, words have been uttered by you, and those words are highly exalted, words of secret teaching, in the form of Adhyatmam, are known as Adhyatmam, and those, because of those words, what happened? My delusion has gone. So, Mad Anugrahaya. Mad Anugraha, Mama Anugrahaya. For my blessing. For the sake of, for gracing. For my, you, for, in order to shower your grace upon me. In order to bless me. For blessing me. For showering your grace upon me. Out of compassion, you have revealed those exalted words. This is in passive voice sentence. Tvaya proktam. So there paramam vachaha, guhyam vachaha, adhyatma samgitam vachaha. So therefore, my delusion has gone. Now we are going to see this whole chapter. In the first verses, you will see the first 8 verses. Now onwards, the first verse onwards until the 8th verse. 8th verse, Bhagavan only presents the, Bhagavan is going to introduce the Vishwarupa Darshanam, which he is going to teach in this chapter. First 8 verses present the introduction of the Vishwarupa Darshanam. Which means, in those 8 verses, Arjuna himself, in those 10 verses, we can see what has been taught by Krishna in 10 chapters. There's briefest summary of Krishna's teaching in 10 chapters. Briefest summary of Krishna's teaching in 10 chapters will be presented as an introduction to the Vishwarupa Darshanam. in first 8 verses. So you can say this way, first 8 verses of 11th chapter present the briefest summary of the teaching of 10 chapters as an introduction to the 11th chapter. And who presents this in the first 8 verses? Who presents the briefest summary of the teaching of 10 chapters? Not Krishna, Arjuna. Arjuna is going to present the briefest summary of what he has learned learned in 10 chapters as an introduction to the 11th chapter. Which becomes an introduction to 11th chapter. Which means, so Bhagavan also must be pleased. Oh, not bad. I've been spending a lot of time with this fellow, one-to-one teaching. Jagadguru is teaching one-to-one. How fortunate Bhagavan Arjuna is. One personal attention. Everybody seeks personal attention. And Arjuna had the fortune of, you know, having one-to-one attention, one-to-one teaching. Can you believe? Not even Zoom, direct class, sitting next to him, petting, backstroking him, Krishna was teaching him. So, a very fortunate student. So, he learned, therefore, Bhagavan also must be very pleased to know that Arjuna has understood. Which means, Krishna, I've been alert throughout your teachers. So in his opening verse itself, it seems how to understand that. How does Arjuna present the summary of the entire teaching until what has been given until 10th chapter? It is secret. It is said actually, the briefest summary of the first 6 chapters is given in this opening verse. The opening verse of the 11th chapter presents the briefest summary of first 6 chapters. When I say first 6 chapters, what it means is first chapter you have to leave. Only 5 chapters. Because first chapter is only introduction. Therefore, first five chapters means second chapter onwards until the 6th chapter. So, Tompada Lakshyartha chapters. The chapters which discuss the implied meaning of the Tompada. So, the first verse is a briefest summary of the first 6 chapters. Therefore, Krishna says, Mama Mohaha Gataha. My delusion has gone. Because it is clear. What is clear now? Jivatma Swarupam is clear. Jivatma Swarupam being consciousness is clear. Therefore confusion is not there. And you revealed that to me because you wanted to bless me. Mohaha gataha, delusion has gone means I have no more deluded in terms of what is Atma, what is Anatma. I have a clear, doubt-free, delusion-free knowledge of myself being consciousness. That is the meaning of the word mama gata, mohaha gataha. Now the rest of the 4 chapters. Where is that? 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th. And now Krishna is going to summary of the 4 chapters he presents in the second verse. Bhava pyayau hi bhutanam. Bhava pyayau hi bhutanam. Shrutau vis Tarashomaya Twattah Kamalapatraksha माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययम् भवाप्ययौ हि भूतानाम् श्रुतौ विस्तरशो मया त्वत्तः कमलपत्राक्ष माहात्म्यमपि चाव्ययम्. I'm going to stop soon. I want to understand. After learning the first six chapters, okay, first chapter is a chapter where Arjuna's mental condition is revealed. Then second chapter onwards, actually only in the 11th verse of second chapter, the Gita Bhagavan Vacha onward, the teaching begins. Then Arjuna put his doubts across and Krishna answered, clarified, talked about the everything. Finally, by the time the sixth chapter is completed, he has clarification of what he has. Tvam pada lakshyartha jnanam. He has knowledge of the implied meaning of the word tvam. Doesn't mean his knowledge is complete, but he has some clarity. So there in also third chapter, second chapter, fourth chapter, in all the chapters, Krishna repeatedly emphasized the karma yoga lifestyle also. Therefore, mohaha means delusion. Delusion means lack of discriminative understanding. Lack of discriminative understanding of what? First is atma anatma avivekaha. One aviveka, mohaha. Then dharma adharma avivekaha. Important. Dharma dharma avivekaha. Lack of discriminative understanding of what is right, what is wrong, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. That is dharma adharma avivekaha, which was there before for him. What I should do, what I should not do. Confusion. Should I fight, should I not fight? Then atma anatma avivekaha. Oh, they will kill them, he will kill me, I will kill. Confusion was there. So what is killed, what is not killed? So atma anatma avivekaha. This aviveka has gone. Okay. Mohaha means avivekaha. Now Arjuna has two important avivekas, mohas. Delusion in terms of what is right and what is wrong, that delusion has gone. And lack of discriminative understanding of what is atma, what is anatma. What is destructible, what is changeable, what is unchangeable. That aviveka has gone. Therefore, the first line, first opening verse conveys the briefest summary of Arjuna's mind being free from delusion of what is dharma, what is adharma, what is atma, what is anatma. Therefore, the briefest summary of first six chapters, it means five chapters, from second chapter to sixth chapters given in the, revealed in the first verse. Now rest of the teaching, seventh chapter onwards, seventh, eighth, ninth and tenth, what he has understood, that he is going to present in the next verse. Okay. I'm going to stop the class now. Bhavapyayau hi bhutanam shrutau vistarashomaya tvattah kamalapatraksha mahatmyamapi chavyayam. Important lesson, you know what it is? Apyayaha. Bhavaha apyayaha. Two words. Bhavapyayau, if you break it, bhavaha apyayaha. In dual, bhavapyayau. Bhavaha coming into existence. Apyaha resolution. Okay. Bhavaha manifestation. Apyaha everything becoming unmanifest. Dissolution. Okay. Therefore, bhavaha apyayaha means creation, dissolution. Origination, dissolution. Manifestation, dissolution. Is what is bhavaha apyayaha? Of what all the beings, bhutanam, So how all the beings continuously, beginninglessly come into existence, they resolve. Come into existence, they become manifest, they become unmanifest. So sarva bhutanam bhavapyaham. Bhavapyayo means origination and dissolution of all the beings means origination and dissolution of the entire world. Okay? That is very clear now. Nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Everything becomes manifest, everything becomes unmanifest. And for which Adhara is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is a substratum who does not come and go, in whom continuously the world becomes manifest, world becomes unmanifest. This I have clearly understood. Vistarashaha mayashrutau. Vistarashaha, elaborately, very clearly. It has been heard by me from you, Krishna, tvattaha. Tvattaha maya shrutaha, maya shrutau. What has been heard? Bhutanam bhavaha, bhutanam apiyaha. Origination of beings, dissolution of beings, repeatedly happening in terms of manifest becoming unmanifest, unmanifest becoming manifest, been clearly heard by me elaborately from you. O Kamalapatraksha, O the lotus petal eyed. And also, Mahatmyam apicha avyayam. Also, Mahatmyam means what? Avyayam means indeclinable, inexhaustible, imperishable, glory, greatness. Okay, imperishable greatness of yours also has been heard by me. So here Arjuna presents the content, the four chapters. The content of the four chapters in second verse, one verse. How, etc. We'll see in the next class. It's all right. No question today? At least you are appreciating it now, slowly. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.